It's about 10 after 3 on Friday, and right now I'm about 1,000 feet off the deck at Tewaukee Falls, or something like that. I'll have to look at the topo to get the exact spelling. But we just climbed, our first big route. It's actually a total of 12 pitches. We did 11, as the 12th pitch is optional, the topo says. This is what I understand the most popular route at the crag. I wouldn't even call this the crag, at the waterfall, which is a little west of Lake Louise. It's 5-6, 12 pitcher. Not all of it is sustained, though. I'll get to that. But today we got ourselves an early alpine start. I was actually pretty impressed that we were organized and ready to go. We got up at about a little before 6, and we hit the road right away. And after driving and then the approach up some pretty steep scree there, the approach was actually short but intense. We found ourselves at the base of the climb around 8:30, which wasn't too bad. And then we wound up topping out 8:30 to 2:30. So 6 hours for that part was 10 pitches, even though we did it a little bit more. Now this climb here climbs next to this giant waterfall, very amazing waterfall. It's well over 1,000 feet tall. It might be the tallest waterfall in the Canadian Rockies. I have to double check that. And we let Eugene, he started doing the leading first. Sandy and I followed. We had my double ropes, so Sandy and I were able to climb at the same time. Sandy just climbed a few feet in front of me. Huge led the first 5 pitches or so. Now the one pitch 5, climbs right near the waterfall, and it was wet, so we backed off that and took an alternative route that the topo described, thank God. Meanwhile, a guided party came and passed us and actually climbed on the wet stuff, but that was no problem at all. It actually turned out to be useful for us later. So then once these routes he was doing, 5-2 to 5-4, I think the stuff he led was. But still some decent leading, some big run outs and all. And then he turned the lead over to me, and at this point we were pretty close to the waterfall. We were actually getting sprayed quite a bit at the belay, which is all these belays are bolted, which very nice. And then I started up, I guess it was the official pitch 6 by the time I was on it. That's the crux pitch at 5-6. And it was some decent climbing. The crux move, I almost felt like a gunk's climb, really. You're under this little roof with a flake, the roof is kind of like a big-ass flake. And then you just exit left, lay it back, smear a little bit, and cruise. Gear was pretty good. I think that was number 1 Camelot under that. And then we ran it up a little higher. We actually skipped one belay, because I didn't know if that was the real one or not. So I kept going, and I did half a pitch 7 with that. That had another kind of crux move that was similar to pitch 6. We cruised up that, we got everyone up there, and then we had 3 more pitches, and we didn't know what we had in store. The next pitch, I guess that's the official pitch, 6, 7, 8, I guess. That was a nice pitch. It was also 5-6. It was bolted, 30 meters, 3 bolts. It sounds pretty run out, but the 5-6 section was pretty well bolted, 10 to 12 feet between bolts. Cruise off that, not a problem, real juggy, pretty obvious. Not a lot of chalk marks, though, because I guess this route isn't as popular as it should be. So then we just, you ran it out above that. That's like, 5-1 or something above there. Then the next pitch, the topo says 25 meters, 5-2, no protection. And they're right. You're climbing up, almost like a staircase. I wouldn't even call it 5-2. I'd just call it 5-0, maybe even fourth class. We cruise that. Then the last pitch, supposed to go 5-5, with poor protection. So, of course, I lead this again. 25, 30 meters, I'm not sure. The protection basically sucked. There was a number 1 cam lot. The 2 lobes were in there pretty good, but the other one weren't. When I yanked real hard, it still stayed, though, so that was all right. Number 9 nut would have been decent, but the freaking flake it was on probably would have popped on a big fall. And then the number 3 nut, I just never trust that to begin with, so that was no good. Then we did top out, and we got to this cave passage, which was pretty cool. I think everyone would agree with me. And that was 100 meters through this tight cave that the topo claims it to be 1 meter tall, but it certainly wasn't 1 meter the whole time. Huge actually had to leave his bag behind. I took off my rack to go through there. Then that was pretty aesthetic. And then we had to come back through, and now we're going to wrap down this, probably five wraps and a traverse.